In Parshas Vayechi, you have when Yosef brings his children for bracha. So Yaakov is makdim, and he says, "Vayvorech es Yosef." He's makdim and gives a bracha to Yosef. Vayomar, "Horlei kima shes halcha voisei lefonov Avram v'Yitzchok, horlei kima roi oisim oida yomazeh." So he's mevorech him with two brachas. There's a bracha of, it's a hakdama kilo. Both of these in yonim are hakdamas to the brachas. One is holy kimash as halcha voisei lefonov Avram v'Yitzchok. That's one. And then holy kimaro oisi moedad yemazer. And then he goes on, amalach agor oisi mikol roi brachas anorim. So p'skeilu, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgala to avoisav is one oifin, and the way that he was nizgala to him is a second oifin. The mashmos from the pasuk is ki'ilu, it's an anover. Holy kimish as halcha voice lefan of Avram Yitzchok is a godless. Avram and Yitzchok were able to be mishalik lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says by Neach, it's a lashon of chshivas that they stood on their own and they were able to mishalik lefan of. Whereas me ki'ilu katayntim kol hachasodim holy kima roya oisi moida deyemazer. Me I can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who helped me with everything and so on and so forth. So the Pashto flow, the pasuk is saying it b'loshen chshivas klapi his ovis, and he's saying it b'loshen anova and miyot klapi himself. Rabban also makes it on the difference, and Rabban says, "Ola kimeshach his halcha avoyse lefon of Avram v'Yitzchok is a pchina of gedulois and eflos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moivsim and so on, whereas ola kima roi oisim adayim azeh is a pchina of reyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a reyo, as a rea." And the Loshen Roya, which implies ki'ilu, it's a chashava mahalach. The obvious, it's gdolos and eflois, the Avram Yitzchok. And to him, he's like a Reya, and he's meramas, he says, elikei emes, whatever, he's meramas, one or two words. But it seems a little bit ki'ilu, there's a nekud of chashivas and Roya, I see. So, first of all, I'd like to explain the different mahalach notes. Here you have the mokoim where Yaakov is mavlit, the difference between Avram and Yitzchok klape his avoid. Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, this is where you find the nafkimina. And also, this is coming as, this havlot of the difference between the two avoides is coming as a kedoma to the brachas that he's doing. Which needs to understand why is that the Akdama. You see also in the bracha when he fears Zeus, he says, "Amalach agorzim koro yivars in orim, v'yikore yivahem shmi, v'shem avois Avram v'yitzchok." He's again mechalik, and he says they should be zoicha, that there should be koro shem avos on him, and it's mechalik his shem and the shem of Avram v'yitzchok. So ki'ilu there were two stages, two mahalchim of avos Avram v'yitzchok and Yaakov. Chazal also have an interesting knetch in the difference in a marshal. Ashes halchu lefonai, ashes halchu avoyse lefonav. So the medrash over here says ashes halchu avoyse lefonav is what? That marshal leroya, that he's standing and he's watching the sheep from afar. The hashkocha that somebody is standing over the sheep and watching them, that's this halchu lefonav. It's like somebody walks in front of me, and it's like I'm standing on a stage and soldiers are parading in front of me. I'm standing and watching over everything. That like a control tower. That's a lekim hashas halchu lefonav. So halchu lefonav is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on them. Chazal in a different place in the Medrash and Tehillim, Yoyman no Yisrael. So one of the Ifanim Didash is Yisrael Sabbath going on Yaakov Avinu, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Holikim Horoya Oisi Mo'ida Deyemazer. Holikim is called Horoya. So there's two Nekudas that Chazal say about Horoya. First of all, Ein Lecha Melocha B'zuya K'moy Horoya, that Horoya always goes with his Maklan Tarmiloi. It's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol zeis, you know, he let himself down to Klai Yisrael. It's a modern nafkimina. The lashna we have by us was halach lefonai. There's a chshivas to it. And Chazal amadgish it. I don't want to go through the whole arichs, but Chazal amadgish that's lashna chshivas. He's standing on top and controlling everything that's coming down. By Yaakov, it's called maklev etar miloi. The roya as he's mevazis off of the sheep, is running after the sheep, going with them, and so on. That is one nekuda, that a distinction. And then there's a second point Chazal make over there in the Medrash and Tillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept doing mi chesed me'oida yom hazeh, v'kama, how much chasodim? So Chazal say, ein lo kitzva. Without, you can't count how many chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, roya oisi me'oida yom hazeh. Like a roya that's always mashke and so on and so forth. There's a sharp distinction in the tzura of the chesed, in the tzura HaKadosh Baruch Hu does when he's standing atop mashgiach. The word ein le kitzva, I'll give you a dogma. The ein le kitzva applies to when I give somebody food and water. So every time I give him to eat, it's another time, another time, another time. If I've always fed him, so the person says, I lose track of how many times. So there are a lot of nekudas of giving, but I lost track because who can keep track of it? The roya, this halach l'fanav, halach l'fanav is a different. It's like somebody stands on top. Let's say a policeman is standing watching over a crowd. Nobody should attack them. You don't say how many times did he not allow someone to attack them, and you say lost count. His mitzvah is there, doesn't allow it. There's a very different sense in Chazal, as halach lefanai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Shekhinah is nimshal to someone standing above them, and ke'ilu being shema over them. The word ein lo kitzva doesn't, that's not the right expression. Ein lo kitzva is when you have a lot of times, and you lose sort of track of it, and you see it when you look carefully at Chazal. So there's a clear nafgemina in the elikim that is halach lefanai, and the elikim that's rei oisi. And I'd like to understand it also. One more point about Yaakov's avodah. It says, the Zohar says Yaakov is Miloshin Yud Ekev. In other words, he stels to the Shem Havaya, Yud is Beder Kal HaRemes V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the first letter of Shem Havaya, it's the smallest letter, Ki B'Koshem Tzor Elomim, Yud is Zolom Haba, V'Chulu, Yud is a Remes Beder Kalal on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ekev, he's the one that stels to Yud to the Ekev. That's the Lashon. The Chassidus from say, by and large, that Tzadik says it, others, that Yaakov was mitakin the dosh ba'akevav of Esav. That's the Lashon they use. Esav was dosh ba'akevav. Yaakov is ke'ilu, the yud ekev means he was mitakin the chet of dosh ba'akevav. If you want to speak about the ekev as being the low part of a body, it's the lowest part of the body, the averis that you do with the ekev is referred to as Dvarim Shadam Dosh Bakevov, Mitzvah Shadam Dosh Bakevov. Yaakov was a ticket on that. In what oifen? How do you understand the Dosh Bakevov? I mean, he was more Zohir. But there are called the sense of Dosh Bakevov is the person is a tzaddik 80% of the way, and the miscellaneous mitzvahs he sort of leaves out. So what we talk here about an increase in the midah of Zahirus. I mean, what exactly is the nekuda of Yaakov that was mitakenin? I mean, if you think of Esav, the dosh akevav is not what you sort of think is the problem. The one in Chazal Dashim Tzicha and Eish Asish and who knows what. I mean, dosh akevav is the feeling is it's you're talking about chumris, hidurim, all sorts of things like that. Well, what's that akev? And no matter what, if Yaakov's Milas Taken Ekev, the Esav's Chisorin is the Hefech. It's partial, they were opposites, and there's a difference between two. Okay, so we have to understand an Inyan Godel B'Torah. There's a Zohar in Bahar. He says the following. He says, there is Yediyah. There is Inyanim that you have to know the klolim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, is the mindale, you have to know the mahalach of the klolim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And then there's inyanim that you have to know the pratim. There's a yediyah of the klolim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the yediyah of the pratim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is two inyanim of yediyah Hashem. Yediyah ba'ifim kloli, yediyah ba'ifim prati. The one that is a Yodea Boifin Kloli is is an Ever Hashem. The one that is that's a Yodei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baifin Prati is a Ben. The Mashmos doesn't say to me first, but reading in it, the Milo of Eved is in Tefillah, and the Milo of Ben is in Torah. So you have and when you speak of somebody as an Eved Hashem, it's Taka. The Milo is in Tefillah. That's Avoida. That's where a person is an Eved Hashem. You speak of a Ben Torah. The Milo of Ben it lies in Torah Dafka. So the Zohar maps out that there's two in Yonim, both of them are important. Both of them are Mahalchim. You have to know things by even Kloli, and then you have to know it by even Prati. The Torah is written, the Klal Prat. Klal Prat is not one of the Yud Gimel Midos Nidreshes, it's four or five of them. The whole half of the Brais Rebbe Shmuel is misasik in the Indian of Klal Prat. There's a Klal Prat, there's a Prat to Klal, the Klal Prat to Klal, there's a Dova Yotze Min HaKlal, Loilu Lamed Al Atzma Yotze, Lamed Al Klal Kula Yotze. There's a whole Arichus. I mean, and like everything else in Torah, the Yud Gimel Klolim of the Yud Gimel Satan Reshapem are connected to Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. They're all these are in Yonim, they are completely dry technical in Yonim, Hadadash and Torah, and they're in Yonim that are filled Kule with Teichin, like all the other in Yonim Torah. So much of it is Klal or Prat, Prat or Klal, and so on. There is a. The inyan of the two mahalchim of Klal and Prat are fundamental mahalchim in Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's try to explain it a little bit. When a person sees a picture, a black and white picture of done with let's say with broad strokes of a brush, like just lines and so on. So a person has, what do I see here? I see a person with a tree with a house. Fine. When I take a photograph, I see a lot of details in it, and then the picture becomes a different picture. I do it in color, I do it with a lot of colors. The more richer the pratim are, it has a lot more pixels. It has, instead of 50 protim to every square thing, it has 1,000 protim, so I pick up a lot more protim, and le'ein erech, the picture becomes a lot cheshiva. So you have a thing where the first tfisa is a klolistic tfisa, and then the secondary tfisa it picks up more protim, and as I enlarge the protim, as I marbe the protim, and vary them, I get a lot deeper feeling about the picture. Let's say a person is listening to music. The person is not trained. He listens and likes it. It's nice. It's upbeat music. It's downbeat music. Whatever. Someone who is a chacham in the umdus of music sits him down and says, your general sense of it was it's upbeat. But listen to the pratim a little bit. It starts in this way, and then there's a lull, and then there's a this, and a that. As I give the person a sense of the pratim, the person's tfisa and the whole picture becomes a lot more, instead of a flat piece of music that sounds upbeat, all of a sudden he hears a complicated thing of ups and downs and a general theme v'chulu v'chulu like every chachma. So when a person starts looking at the pratim, not where the pratim are, there's a chisaron of pratim. If I saw somebody a picture and he said the right hand corner is purple, so that prat is a nituk from the klal, and it's not even a prat of the klal. It's paket. I've broken off a piece of it, and it's not shaykh to the rest of it. On the other hand, when I show you the pratim of the klal, then my deher in the klal becomes le'ein erech cheshiva. That is the halach of klal and prat. And that's the pshat that the klal and the prat are kol dovah sheyotzim naklal lama atzu yotzah lama klal kula yotzah, because in the mitzias of klal, every prat becomes also a reflection of the klal by even klali. When a person's chitzonistic deher v'kadosh baruch hu. I take a person, I tell him, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, look at the world around you, look at a huge mountain, and a person sees Niagara Falls, a person sees some scenery that astounds him, a person is overwhelmed by a sense of godless, Magod l'masecha Hashem, wonderful. But it's a klolistic tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's immense, it's huge, it's tremendous. That's a person, it teaches someone to be moral. So you have to be good, you have to be fair, you have to be kind. Fine, those are all klolistic sketches that are true as they are. And that's the first mahalach to anything. When a person begins to understand prat by prat by prat, the klal becomes deeper and richer le'ein erech. When a person sees someone else building a sukkah, how long do you have to build a sukkah? I take the person and say, this is schach and this is tfanis, and this is the mida inside, and this is the mida outside, and it's the tzulsum rub mechamsa and this and that. I begin to go to the protim. It's like it's moving from a few broad sketches on a few lines, a few broad strokes on a paper, to a very detailed, rich photograph. It's a le'ein erech deeper tfisa in it, and a much more batamta tfisa in it. Go to something else. A person goes from a general sense of fairness. It's supposed to be fair. You're supposed to, what's yours is yours, what's his is his. But then I start beginning to understand prat by prat by prat, what is the all the nuances of it. What's mine? What's yours? When is it a suffix? How am I supposed to act with a suffix? How am I supposed to look at it this way? Do I leave things the way they were? Do I do things? All those in Yonim, the person's picture of justice, of what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, becomes le'ein erech. It becomes a picture, and a picture in as many colors as the person develops in it, and as many pixels the person develops, the whole picture becomes a different picture. In a daima, a person that says, yeah, you know, you got to do what's right, you have to be honest, to the person that understands all the rich nuances of honesty and mine and yours and so on. That is in the halacha part of it. Al achas kama v'kama in the chelik of agoda, a person takes a chazal and says, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like a roya, that and Klai Yisrael was like an animal giving birth in Klai Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, and he helped. So the general sense is we were stuck, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, and it's true, avada. But then you sit down and say, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu a roya of all things, and why is Klai Yisrael a behemoth that's being moiled of all tzaris, and what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shemit to uber, prat by prat by prat by prat, and all of a sudden from a few broad strokes of Chesed. It's a particular chesed, in a particular oifin, and it springs alive with thousands of colors, nuances, shades, and perspectives. So the mahalach of going from klal, so there's a mahalach of klal, and certainly the aleph is always the klal, in the klal in its general sense, and then there's a secondary mahalach of prat. The others, Avram and Yitzchak, the mid of Avram is called the mid of Chesed, the mid of Yitzchak is called the mid of Gvura, mid of Din. Whatever those midas were, they don't apply to anything in the world, because those midas are broad midas. It's like the stuff you learn in a textbook. It's it's right on paper, but practically speaking, nothing ever fits an equation exactly, because things are not theoretical. Things are practical. No element that you isolate in a lab is perfect, so it's not going to react 1,000% the way it says on the textbook, because it's not. So the textbook is emes mitzad the klal advarim, but in the protea bria, it doesn't apply. The midah of Avram and Yitzchak are the yisoides in a klolistic way. That was the tfisa. And b'meila, the mid of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is never under it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is never tempered. These are two yesoides that go into it. The mid of Yaakov is misunderstood. It's not the same type of midah. It's a midah where you vary the it's where you vary the different hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that gives the details of the bria. Every person's hashkocha is a complexity of different hashkochas, and that midah of having the complexity of each hashkocha, that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. It says by Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu is doime his the Gemara Babasa that the dmus of Yaakov is doime to the dmus of Adam Arishan. But the tzura of Yaakov, the zivikuna of Yaakov is like the dmus, the yoif of Yaakov, like the yoif of Adam Rishon. There's a zohar that says by nase Adam, b'tzalmenu k'tmusenu. How come it says nase Adam? So the zohar says that Adam was created from alma de piruda, from the world of separation, from the world of separation in the sense of analysis. A behema is always magish kol. A behema feels fear. A behema feels happy. They have a sense of kololistic feelings, like Ramban says, we've mentioned a few times. Whatever they have is a general sense. The ability to start understanding the pratim of the fear, the pratim of the happiness, the pirtei pratim, those are all inyanim that are shayach to Tzuras Adam Dafke. Tzuras Adam is the Yitzur that's capable of not just being overawed by something, or fearing something, or liking something. Adam is able, with his mind, to be boichin everything, and to begin to understand why this I like, why this I dislike, what I like about this, what I don't like about this. The mahalach of being mefarit lepratim is a mahalach that's Tzuras Adam. And that's why it says Nase Adam, because he is the Bria of Pratim. That's how Ishtal Zechavek with Pratim. So Nase, meaning Lashon Rabim, the Tfisa of Pratim is gonas in the very oifin of his Yitzir. That's the Havana in that Lashon Zohar. So Yaakov Avinu had that surah where he was able to be oimed in the Pirtei Pratim. Avram and Yitzchak, their avoda was, they were mafchin bein ra l'toiv. Avram had two children. He, first of all, he rejected Terach and was mekabel emuna. He had two children. One was good, one was bad. He threw out Yishmael and kept Yitzchak. Yitzchak had two children. One was good, one was bad. He threw out the bad one and kept the good one. That was the mahalach, that was his avoda. Yaakov Avinu's avoda was to be mevarer the different chelke hatoiv as well. Bayer is not only if a person picks out oichel from soilus, if a person has different macholas and a person has different socks, he wants to sort them out, that's Bayer. The metzias of being mevarer toiv from toiv from toiv from toiv. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and so on, they all need to be given their own flavor. Then it's the klal until now was toiv and ra. Now there's a pratim of there's a toiv that's Reuven, and there's a toiv that's Yehuda, and there's a toiv that's Yisachar, and there's a toiv that's Yosef. And each toiv has to get its gavon, each toiv has to get its exact knech. That's the new avoda. There's the Ramchal, when he starts out in his Derech Hashem, he gives a mashal. Let's preface it with a kasha. We'll ask a shayla. It says that Adam was put in Gan Eden la'avdol l'shamra, to watch over it and to keep it, to work it, to watch and keep it. it doesn't, the kites, what you do in a garden most of the time, you weed out the weeds, you take out the stones. None of that existed before. It says kites v'dardo tatzmiach. Lasid lovoi, trees are going to give bread. All the problems you have in a garden started with the klala. So what was that a Marishan's Avaida? Interesting thought, Shaila. Ramchal says in the beginning of Derech Hashem, when he explains what he's doing, he says, even if I'm not saying any chidushim here, or you don't perceive any chidushim, he says, if you have a place that has no weeds, I'm adding no weeds, but I'm just to emphasize the mashal, and you have 1,000 beautiful flowers, but there's no rhyme or reason to the way the flowers are set, the person's hanoah is limited. When you have a garden that's organized, and you have each nekuda, the red gets its place here, and the green gets it there, and the tall ones get it here, and the short ones get it there. Each one has its own place. A person has tremendous hanoah. And that's the hanoah of Yofi, is organizing things so that each prat has its flavor and its Yofi that is becoming part of the cloud. So he says, what I attempt to do in the Sefer is to organize the different inyanim that a person knows about Kadosh Baruch Hu and to give it that. That's the mahalach. Liberally, the mahalach of the Gan Eden, of the avoiding Gan Eden, before there was a problem of Koitz V'Darda, was to organize the Toiv in an Oifin also. I mean, Moshe Ma'adav V'Daim in learning. A person who's a low-level learner, half of the time is spent making mistakes and figuring out where he made a mistake. He didn't touch this right, didn't touch that right, he had wrong pshat, he didn't understand what the kash was. That's the first step of getting down. What does someone who's a London and knows how to learn perfect well, knows a thing, what is he doing with his time? The teretz is, he's being mesadad in yonim, this halacha has a sheirish here, and this halacha is because of this, not because of this. And b'meila, this is so that the seder advarim, the way the Rambam did in Yad HaChazakah, the seder advarim, so that each prat falls in where it's a prat. That's the avoda of Talmud. That's the so b'meila, the two hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef the brachas, where he started now giving his children brachas, he prefaced that there's going to be two mahalchim that he's incorporating in giving it over to his children. The first mahalach is a mahalach of avoisai. It was a kololistic tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like a roya that is halchu lefanav. He doesn't use the word roya. Elokimash is halchu lefanav. The hashkacha was, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he runs the world. How, what, when, where, why? That didn't lie in that mahalach of Avraham and Yitzhak. It was a general tefisa that there's a kololistic hashkacha. Hashkacha kololis. It's like the word klau. Yaakov Taroya Oisi. He was Taifis how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wound his way into this prat and this prat and this prat and this prat. If you take a look at it, even when you learn Opti and Yonim, in Avraham and in Yitzchak, you find a general sense of Ashkoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shreima from Oivim and makes them successful and they're able finally to produce Yitzchak and Yaakov. Vizel. In Yaakov Avinu is the first time you get a sense of connection of Ishtalshalus. Had he not run away from Esav, he never would have gone to Lavan. Had he not gone to Lavan, he wouldn't have had this. Had Lavan not fooled him, he would have had Rachel without this. Had the brothers not been jealous of each other, he wouldn't have ended up in Mitzrayim. There's a certain sense of them all becoming pratim in a cloud. So Yaakov, when he's giving over Birchas Avos, there were two Birchas Avos. There's the Birchas of Avraham and Yitzhak, which are klolistic, like someone who's standing on top, like a roi who's standing on top, and he watches the Ada go in front of, there's a cloistic sense like a control tower. And then there's the Roya Oisi where he's taking me by my hand and going with me. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a prat here, this is a prat here, this is a prat here. Everything becomes a nuanced prat in the general picture. That is the difference in Avraham Yitzhak and Yaakov. Let's understand it mitzad Ben and Evet. It's a very important distinction in mitzad Torah and Avodah. Both are necessary. The first thing is a person cannot start with pratim because A, it's presumptuous. And so if a person starts thinking, what's the hashkacha that I forgot my key causes more? What's the hashkacha that? It's narishkeit. It's a volume. A person's general tefisa of a likus is klolistic first. And as he's mizyageya and begins to understand, he begins to be oimid on pratim and pirtei pratim and so on and so forth. there is a tremendous difference. LaMarshall, somebody has an ideal. Somebody has a certain, this is what he's living for. These are his ideals. He has two types of people. He has a pashto person, let's take an example of a yeshiva and a balabas. The balabas says, Rabbi, I don't know exactly what you're saying or what you have in mind, but I think that what you're doing is great, it's tremendous, I respect it, I like it. Whatever you need money, you need help, you need this, you need that, I'll supply it. That's a relationship that is like Eved, in the sense, there is no tfisa in the proto what I'm trying to do. There's a general sense what you're doing is good, and I'll help you in every way possible. It's all klalistic. You need this, you need this, and this, I'll help you. And it's very nice. But a person is mishtekik for a ben. Avram had Eliezer as an Eved. Eliezer did everything. Doilo Mashke, he printed up his shurim and sent them out over the internet, or whatever the equivalent was. Fine, that's very nice. It's wonderful. Eliezer was devoted to Avram. But Eliezer didn't understand what Avram wanted. A ben is someone where the person can sit down and say, this is what I want out of this, and this is what I want out of this, and this is what I want out of this. This is what, these are the protim of what I want. This is the teich of what I want. So in this, the first makam, the first avoid is tefillah, because tefillah is his batless klolis. If a person starts as a ben, then he's a messiah and he's a balgaiva. The first thing is a person has his batla and say, Adab, you know, I know nothing, I understand nothing, I'm shtalim zik tzuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu blindly. And that's the first, that's the knisa to any avoda. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not enough. Just like a person is mishtekik for someone to understand him, not just to help him because I generally have a good sense about what he's doing, but the person mishtekik, someone should understand what he's trying to say. So Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtekik to us also. Don't just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all just and I'm going to try to be a just person. Understand what I want exactly. Understand what it means to be just. When is it? When I'm a mechuyev to give it? When I'm a mechuyev to take it away from you? When I'm a mechuyev lefnim meshos adin? When I'm a mechuyev meikar adin? Because that's what I really want. That's really my saga. Not just the general. The main thing is just you got to be a mensch and do the right thing. Definitely so. Do you want a kid like that? A person is very happy. A person does a klal work, is happy. People come and say, we'll help you, this, help that. But when a person has a child, a Talmud, he wants somebody where I can sit down and say, this is the point that I'm trying to make, and this is what I want to accomplish. This is that. There's a Gevaldike Chazal. It says about Lasid Lavoy. It says, HaKadosh Baruch was going to become, it's a medrash in Mishlei, Parsha Yud. Medrash Eichotayv. Medrash Mishlei, whatever, same thing. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Bo Yirei Kamakosha Yoyim Adin She'osra Kadosh Baruch Hu Lanas Oilam Kulei Be'esek Yoshafot Be'emek Yoshafot. So Lazlov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be done the whole world, and it's going to be a very tough Bechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not easily satisfied. When a Talmud Chacham is going to come, he's going to say, well, Yoyosik and Torah, he said yes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, okay, if you learned, what did you learn? What did you hear in yeshiva? And they said, that's why a person should always keep remembering what he learned. And then whatever a person tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu he learned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask him why he didn't learn something else. It says, if he's going to learn two or three starim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask him, what about the other starim? If a person is going to have halachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what about Torah's Kanim? If a person is going to have Torah's Kanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask him, what about Chamish Chumash Torah? Whatever a person is going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, what about the other half of Torah? What about this part of Torah, that part of Torah? So on, a constant barrage of tviyas. Fine, and all with the same signet. The last section is like this, and all of them is basically very klalistic. All of them, he says, if you learn this, what are you going to do with Tyrus? If you learn Tyrus, why don't you learn Tyrus Karnim? There's Dinim that not here. All of them are sample examples where the person is insufficient in what he learned and so on. If a person is going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Talmud, is a sum total of Nigla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aymali Bni, since you learned already, Yoisik b'Talmud, which is Koil all of Nigla, what about Kabbalah? Good. She'ein anor b'lomi, my hanor in the world is b'shosh, talmidei chacham yoshin v'iskim b'teira, meitzitzim abitin v'royin v'igin hamoyin ha-talmud hazeh, and so on. Now he's going to start asking a bunch of questions. Kise kvaydechen oymet, where's my kisa kovet? What's the first foot of the kisa kovet for? What's the second one? What's the fourth one? Where does this malach stand? How many times an hour does he turn around? Which way does he go to? Every single prat, kruv heichu oymet, so on and so forth. And it goes through a whole list over here of things that are pratim and pirtei pratim. Very, very different than what he says. I mean, and how does the Merkava look on Sunday, and how many Monday, and how many, where does the Nesha stand, and how many fingers does he have, and how long are the fingers? Awesome, though. And then the conclusion is, Zehu Gdulasi Zehadar Yoifi. This is my godless, and this is my Yoifi. Shebonai Makirin Es Kvoidi B'mida Zois. That my children understand my covet in such detail. B'mida Zois. So detailed. In other words, there's a sharp contrast over here between the inyan of the Havana of the first halakim to this. The first halakim is a tvi on the person. Why don't you know it? The first one, knowing here for Shas, you're lacking something. There's a chisar in mitzad, the person. He's not a shalom if he doesn't know all the inyanim. And there's a chisar that the person was misrash and so on. That is the sense of all the inyanim. Here the problem is, why didn't you go into the pratim? The banai, he says, my yoifi, my hadar is when you go into the pirtei pratim. It's not that you shtelzach zu kololistik, but you shtelzach zu protistik to it. And in that tfisa, the tvi is on those pratim. So, I mean, it's a sugya ruchet, don't have time. I mean, Rebbe Akiva, it says there's a pirish on the Yerushalmi, on Shkolim, from the Goyim of Talmud, from Yisrael Shklov. It's called the Takfim Chadatin. It says there's a Yerushalmi that says that Mishnayis and Gemaris and so on, Halachis, Nagodis, Anshe Knes HaGdoyle wa Metakin. Rebbe Akiva was Metakin Klolam Upratim. So the Takin Haritin says Klolam Upratim. So the first half is Klolam because Rebbe Akiva all over says Zekla Gol Batayra, Klolam the Milsa and so on. That is Rebbe Akiva Batayra's Klolam. That other than first also. What's Rebbe Akiva Bataris Pratim? What does it mean it was Metakin Klolam Upratim? So it says that he was Derish called Tag Vitag in the Torah. And he adds three words to the Goyin, the Rebbe Yisrael Shklov. That's because Rebbe Akiva was a Ben Gerim, his neshama was from Gerim. He throws in a Ha'ara in the Inyan. The Mahalach of someone whose neshama is a neshama of Prat, where it didn't come from the klal, he has a b'yichud in being taifis to each tag what it means. When you look at the word, you read the word, you read it, but look at it again. The word consists of a lot of tagin, of a lot of knechin, and to be able to see it much deeper. That's Rebbe Akiva because his neshama was a neshama of geirim, and that's the. I want to go back to Yaakov and to Akiva, his Isis Yaakov. The Akev is the part of the body that has the least protistic sensitivity. The person, a finger is very, very sensitive, and it can feel a tiny grain of salt. It'll feel like it's a big, like it's a something. There's a sensitivity. The rest of the skin is fairly sensitive. The Akev, and Baruch Hashem like that, because you can walk without it, it has a very dull, specific sensitivity. It just feels the ground underneath, Zehu. There is no, the Akev is built in Oifin. Of all the halakim of the body, it's the most obtuse to particular sensitivity. It's a general pressure, no pressure. That's basically the feeling a person has an Akev. The mitzvahs that a person is dodged by Kevav is because the person does not dehair the mitzvah in its pratim. A person who takes a lulav and esrik because everybody in shul takes a lulav and esrik, and it says in the Torah take a lulav and esrik, so you come to me and say, this, that, the other, that, did you see this, is that? you're nitpicking because the person doesn't have a tefis and pratim. A person who learned Hilchas Lulav and Esrog, a person who knows what they are, how they are, the hair is the full picture of Lulav and Esrog. So the person is very mindful of it because they're alive, the pratim are alive to him. The Dushbak Kevav is not just a question of a lack of Zahirus. It's because his whole tefisa is a vague, cholistic tefisa. Don't bother me with the details. For anybody who's ever learned a sugya, and he lives the sugya, so what do you mean don't bother me with the details? I mean, it's the same paslos. Three black dots will pass it the same as if you cut it in half, or maybe even worse sometimes. So what do you mean the details? Because you just know a lulav and esrog as a lulav and esrog, but you don't have any of the pratim. So the Dushbak Kevav, the tikkun on the Dushbak Kevav is where a person transfers over from Kolosik Ether to Parasik Ether. I mean on both of Fanim. Everybody is satisfied with himself. Everybody feels that, A, he has a Kolosik, learning a few years in Yeshiva. A person has a Kolosik Avon and Tvisan and Yonim, it's fine. And yes, you know, more or less you pick up a Kolosik sense of thing. It's like the difference, your kesher to it, in being a ben Torah, in the world of Torah, it's lemindalei beprati. It's to, on the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the prati advar, understand what it is, how it is, why it is, this detail. One of the yichudim of the Chazon Ish, if you look at his forum, is he can have a meridik, a klolistik, a svaran inyan, and then he's going to go through every single prat. And if this taisis doesn't shtim, it'll go with this. And if this taisis doesn't shtim, it'll be because there is no hester of the prat from the klal and the klal from the prat. There's a meridika yichud in that. The halacha builds itself in every single prat. And if one prat is out of place, then either the halacha is wrong or you don't have the prat right. One of the two. There is no such thing as pratim in a zilzal. There's no Dushbak Kevav. And that was his mitzvah in Zeros HaMitzvahs. The Dushbak Kevav didn't exist because every thread in the suit, it's like when a person buys an expensive suit, he finds one thread that's crooked, so it's second. So what? It's so what to you because you have a very grabbed face. A suit is a suit, fatig. But if you look at it, if you look at the weaving, you look at the sewing, you look at the stitching, you look at this and that, then it's krum, it's glaring, the chisar. So there's one Indian, when a person learns, whatever person is learning, chewing it up over and over again. I don't want to be mad. Arizal says that ikat tikkun of achilas le'isa is the chewing because, and that's the avodas adam, it's to take the pratim out of the klal. That the person goes over it again and again, it becomes a much finer picture. It goes from a broad strokes to a full painting, to a picture with millions of dots, to a colored picture, and so on and so forth. That is, and Vimela is whole Tzuras HaChaim of Zahirus. There's no Dushbak Kevav because every single thing is. That is in those inyanim. And especially in the second inyanim. I mean, we're not holding Tzipis Merkava. We're not going to be holding Vayet. I mean, Bisatashmai, we will be, but Al Kapanim, it's not something a person look for. But in the whole Chelek of Agoda, meaning Agoda in its broader sense, Musa, Machshava, anything you want, fine. All you have is broad strokes of, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and he's just, and he does a lot of maifsim. Fine. But there's a whole Torah. There's a whole Torah with pratim and pirchas. I'll give mishalom. Every prat of the mashal has a makom. Every tfisa, every nekuda. I mean, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to this chelek of Torah, he is, well, how many feet does the shulchan have? Who's standing, the kisei have? How many are standing around it? Where does everyone stand? Where does he turn? I mean, the becoming a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bisbatlus of Eved is klolistik always. The becoming a ben means kavayochol, the way a person would like. Every person has inner feelings and thoughts that he wishes he had somebody to share it with. Not somebody to just say, oh, you're just a great guy, and pat me on the back. I want somebody to understand exactly what I don't like about this, and exactly what I like about this, and exactly why this turns me on and this turns me off. Every person is mishtekik for something like that. Kaviyochel, the shayush of that is shtekik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mishtekik for banim in the Bria. Bni Yisrael, Bni B'chayr Yisrael is because there is a chelik in the Bria, 90% of the world understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, he's mighty, he's good. Fine. That's their tfisa, and adkan. And then there's a banim. There's banim that the pshat is kisi heichen oimeit. Kama Raglov. Regel Shol Yemin L'Mamish Shamish. Regel Shniel L'Mamish Shamish. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what he expects. He doesn't expect us to reach the moon of a goy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great and mighty and be blessed forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to understand, to understand the beauty of how the Hashkacha works, when the Hashkacha works, what a Dan Hug is, how does it go, and it requires a Simas Lev and a Tfisa of it, understanding of it. It's an Amelus, it's a learning, but it's one doesn't cover the other. There's a general sense of Hispatos that comes first, and that's Tfilah, that's the Mindalei Baifin Klali. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oymid on Elokim Eshes Halchu Lefanei, that the whole Bria is Oymid Lefanav, that once, when he gets, next step is Aroya Oisi Me'oidi Adayim Azeh, where he sees Prat by Prat, and it's an awesomely beautiful, it's Ein Adoyme, two people seeing the same picture. One person has a general sense of pleasantness, one person has an infinite richness of detail and Pirtei Pratim, there's an infinite amount I'm not locked into all the Pratim and Pirtei Pratim and Gvani.